Good day, beloved in Christ. Welcome to morning prayer on Tuesday, April the 7th of Holy Week. As I walked in my garden this morning, I happened upon three garter snakes sunning in the warm spring light of day. My friends, life continues all around us. The environment is alive. God's grace is alive and works through passion and suffering, as we are so vividly reminded this week, Holy Week. Be encouraged. These days of affliction will pass. God is good. God continues to reign and rule. Let us worship the Lord in spirit and truth as we pray together this morning. We begin, Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. The Jubilate. Jubilate Deo, Jubilate Deo, Hosanna, Hosanna. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Our psalm appointed for today is Psalm 71. And just a note on praying with the psalms. The psalms were written in historical time, of course, and the authors were experiencing many times true circumstances of affliction and suffering. Their suffering may be different than ours, but the point of the Psalms is to encourage us in the human condition and in whatever condition we find ourselves to look toward God for help and strength, to pour our hearts out before God and find in God's shelter consolation and hope and strength for the journey. So though the afflictions of our psalmist today are most likely different than our afflictions, the point is, in our affliction we turn to God. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness deliver me and set me free. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. You are my crag and my stronghold. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the clutches of the evildoer and the oppressor. For you are my hope, O Lord God, my confidence since I was young. I have been sustained by you ever since I was born. From my mother's womb you have been my strength. My praise shall be always of you. I have become a portent to many, but you are my refuge and my strength. Let my mouth be full of your praise and your glory all the day long. Do not cast me off in my old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. For my enemies are talking against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together. They say, God has forsaken him. Go after him and seize him, because there is none who will save. O God, be not far from me. Come quickly to help me, O my God. Let those who set themselves against me be put to shame and be disgraced. Let those who seek to do me evil be covered with scorn and reproach. But I shall always wait in patience and shall praise you more and more. Let us pray. Holy God, whatever our afflictions may be, be our strength and our salvation, that we may never be ashamed to praise you for your mighty acts. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And our New Testament reading today, we continue in Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, a church that he loved dearly, a church that he founded, but a church with whom he was often in conflict, his ministry undercut by those who opposed him. let us hear Paul's story, beginning at chapter 1, verse 8. Paul writes, "We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, so that we would rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope, and he will rescue us again. As you also join in helping us by your prayers, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. Indeed, this is our boast, the testimony of our conscience. We have behaved in the world with frankness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and all the more toward you, for we write you nothing other than what you can read and also understand. I hope you will understand until the end, as you have already understood us in part, that on the day of the Lord Jesus, we are your boast even as you are our boast. Since I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a double favor. I wanted to visit you on my way to Macedonia, and to come back to you from Macedonia and have you send me on to Judea. Was I vacillating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to ordinary human standards, ready to say yes, yes, and no, no, at the same time? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason it is through him that we say the Amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as a first installment." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My friends, I am sure that in a similar pattern to St. Paul, God has rescued you in some way. From illness or peril, financial catastrophe, relational challenges, I'm sure that God has rescued you knowingly or unknowingly. But most certainly, we as Christians trust that God, through Christ, has saved us from the peril of our own lives of sin and translated us into the kingdom of righteousness, to his glory and to our own health and well-being and to the well-being of others. We together have experienced God's salvation in many different forms. So like us, we can trust with St. Paul, he who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope, and he will rescue us again. And we shall persevere through God's grace through this time of trial. It is important for us in these days of trials to remember the precious gift and challenge and responsibility that being people of Christian integrity offers to us. We want to pass through these days of challenge truly as the people of God, so that we can look back upon these days of pandemic with integrity and confidence and courage, knowing that we are drawing closer to God through this ordeal, and also that we are available to help in whatever small ways that we can for the betterment of others. Through that is by prayer for the world, for our health caregivers, for those who are sick, afraid, alone, or isolated, by offering financial help to family and friends and strangers, even to those in need, by supporting the food bank, by doing other Christian acts of kindness and outreach and communication and compassion that will encourage one another on the journey. So being rooted and grounded in our faith in Christ, trusting in God's rescue, and guarding our integrity through these difficult days with every hope, every good hope. For the Christian horizon is not devolved into immediacy, but the Christian horizon of hope extends on into life everlasting. Let us journey together as children in that great inheritance of life eternal. Through Christ our Lord. As we rest in God's presence, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole people of God, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ, let us pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. For those drawing near to the light of faith, that the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of Himself, let us pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. For our families and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all that they do, let us pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored, for those who minister to them, especially remembering our frontline health workers, that the Lord will comfort, protect, and sustain each. Let us pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. For our country, for the countries of the earth, that the Lord will help us all to contribute to the earth's well-being and true growth. Let us pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace and health, let us pray to the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Amen. And our collect prayer for today, Tuesday in Holy Week, we pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. May our lives be so transformed by his passion that we may witness to his grace, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit, with the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you as you journey with us toward the power of the resurrection on Sunday, encouraging you to tune in each day through Holy Week that we might be engaged with our Lord in remembrance of his passion. God bless for a great day.